not gonna work. Concentration's too high. I don't want to be that strong, and the color is all wrong. Needs to be more purple. Purple is the best color. Oh! Oh gosh, you're waking up. Hang on. I'll be there in a sec. Hi. How are you feeling? You look pretty groggy, but... you know, kind of expected that, right? Hmm? Who am I? Come on, don't be silly. You know who I am. We just fought a couple of hours ago. You really don't... I see what the problem is. Yeah, the sleeping potion is probably causing some temporary memory issues. Nothing to be worried about. I can always work that out in the next batch. But I guess I should reintroduce myself, since you can't remember. I am the secret savior. And you were my arch nemesis, but it seems you were no match for me. No. I'm not a bad guy. Why would you possibly think that? My outfit. Well, I guess it's a little dark, but... well, not every heroine needs a brightly colored outfit, do they? There's plenty of superheroes who wear black, and everyone knows they're the good guys. And besides, this is just something I threw together. It's not like my real outfit. I'm still working on that. Look, the point is, I beat you, and now you're here, in my super cool, ultra-heroic science lab. My powers? Oh my, you must be so curious, wanting to know all about me, huh? Well, my powers are, okay. So I don't have superpowers, but I'm pretty strong. I work out. I'm buff. I can bench, like, so many pounds. Got a six-pack and all that. But my real power is my mind. No, I'm not like a super genius or anything. But I'm really smart. Believe me. And my specialty is poisons and drugs of all sorts. I can whip up serums and potions to induce just about anything. Well, yeah, when you put it like that, it's not a very heroic sounding power. But I'm using it for good, you see. And it's so much easier than those big knockout, drag-out battles you guys always get into. No more punching each other through buildings or blowing up cars or anything like that. Just one little whiff of my knockout potion, and you were out like a light. God, isn't that just so awesome? Mm-hmm. That's what happened. You were like, "Ooh, I'm a big scary bad guy. Give me all your money." And then I stepped in and threw one of my bottles at you oh gosh, every time I think about it, I get so tingly. Anyway, now you're here, so,
what?
No, I'm not giving you over to the cops. Well, why would I? Every time you go to jail, you just break out again. It's so annoying. And then if you broke out, who knows what other superhero you'd run into. No, trust me, this is better for both of us. You can't cause havoc anymore, and I get to keep you all to myself. Win-win, right? Oh, come on. Don't tell me you'd be happier out there. What would you be doing? Robbing another bank? Getting beat up? Is that really how you want to live? I mean... If you want me to beat you up, I can do it. I watch a lot of wrestling. I can probably do a few moves on you, if that's what you want.
Me? A crush on you? Oh, was it too obvious? Would you prefer it if I played hard to get? Like, I'd never fall in love with a criminal scum like you.
Something like that? Well, if I'm being honest, it's not just you, or not just how you are now. See, when you got away from my potion, you had this look. This sort of lost look on your face, just bewildered and dizzy, and then your body went limp, and oh gosh, you have no idea. You just looked so cute. Yes, you were cute. Don't try and deny it. You can't even remember. You just switched from this cool, strong bad guy to a dazed little puppy. And I couldn't let anyone see you like that. None of those other heroes have any idea what this is like. They just go and toss you into a slammer. It's so boring. Why can't saving the days be fun? Why can't we just enjoy ourselves? Yes. We, because I'm keeping you in my lair, doesn't mean I want you to be miserable. I'm gonna keep you fed, keep you healthy, all that stuff. But, well, there's something I'd like in return. How does being my test subject sound? Hey, stop, no, whoa. Oh, okay, rude. Gosh, you know I'm doing you a favor right now? If it weren't for me, you'd probably be in jail or in the hospital or something. At least here you'll be with me. What did you say? You don't? Well, you haven't tried any of my potions yet. Here, let me show you. Let me find a good one. Ah, here. Let's try this one. This should cheer you up. Here you go, drink that. Every last drop, that's it. Very good. Feeling anything yet? I haven't had much testing on most of these since up until now my only test subject was... well, me. Fortunately, none of my potions have had any long-term side effects. I think. Actually, I don't remember if they should. That's a little... Oh, it's working. Oh, what a cute little smile. See, I knew you'd like being my guinea pig. This stuff's supposed to make you feel giddy and giggly. Kind of like laughing gas, except, not. Well, you seem to be enjoying it anyway. Come on. Give me a giggle. Oh gosh, that's adorable. Come on, give me another. So cute. Gosh, I could just listen to that sound all day long. So much fun seeing the big scary baddie turn into a silly little mess. You want more? Why, of course. Deep breaths now, my dear. Soak it all in. Let my special potion turn that frown all the way around. Oh, that rhymed. Wow, I'm like so smart. You think I'm smart, right? Tell me you think I'm smart. Aw, thanks. You're so sweet. Oh, you still want more? Well, I wouldn't want to waste any more of this. But I have tons of other potions for you to try. Here, let's try. Oh, this one looks fun, but first, I think we should get you out of these restraints. After all, you're having such a good time. You wouldn't want to run away from me, would you? That's what I thought. Just a second, dear. Now the other one. And there we go. Careful now. Wouldn't want you to lose your balance. Well, I say that, and yet... Oh, what's the matter? Starting to feel a little dizzy. That's one of my other potions. The more you breathe in, the dizzier and dizzier you become. The room must be spinning like crazy about now, right? Why, you can't even tell which way is up anymore. But don't worry, dear. I'm here for you.
You can just hold on to me. I'll never let you go. That's it. Down you go. You can't even stand right now. You're so dizzy and fuzzy. You can just lay on my lap and ride this one out. Oh my gosh. You look so adorable right now. I just can't get enough of that wonderfully lost look in your eyes. Do you like that, my dear? Wow. You're just totally out of it, aren't you? You're just babbling away like a... like a little baby or something. Ah. I just want to keep you like this all the time. What are you trying to say? I can't understand you. Oh, drat.
I knew you'd know something was up. Yes, you've caught me. I'm wearing a potion myself.
But it's a special potion.
Very special, see? I knew you'd have some difficulty adjusting to your new life with me. So I thought I'd help you ease into it by... I don't want to call it a love potion. I think there's more to it than just manipulating chemicals in your brain. But it does make your brain release those chemicals. A little oxytocin here, some serotonin there, and slowly but surely it'll make you mine.
Well, it's not like you can blame me. You've done far worse to more people, and besides, you hardly have a mind at all right now. Frankly, I intend to keep it that way.
You'll be far more useful as a love-drunk house pet than you ever were as a villain. And you'll be happier, too.
You won't have to come up with all those elaborate schemes and get beat up all the time. Don't you get it by now?
I don't care what you think you need. I know better. The only thing you need is me, and I'm never, ever, ever letting you go.
Shh. Shh, I said. Hold still, I said.
You little... I told you to hold still. Why are you being so ungrateful? All I want is for us to be happy. I'm keeping you safe from all those other heroes who want to send you off to jail. What's wrong with that?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I don't know what came over me.
Shh, it's all right now. That last bottle was a sleeping potion. The same stuff I got you with earlier. Already your limbs are too tired to move, and soon you'll be sound asleep and we can forget about this little accident ever happened. Don't try and fight it.
It's simply far too powerful for you, honestly. When you think about it, you are probably way too weak to be a supervillain, I mean. Gosh. This was my first day out, and I managed to beat you and bring you back here. Pretty amazing, right? I do feel a little bad about this, you know. I know keeping someone locked up in your basement lair. I should say not basement. It's not like a particularly heroic thing to do. But I mean, isn't that kind of like what prisons do anyway? Our prisons, like, our country's best basements. And like... goodness. I think I got away with that sleeping potion, too. Yeah, getting kind of hard to move. Well, I'm not a huge fan of sleeping on the floor, but... oh, gosh. It's kind of like we're sleeping together, huh? That's so exciting. I just wish I wasn't so sleepy. I could enjoy it more. Hey, if you can still hear me, can you promise to, like, not escape if you wake up before me? Pretty please.